Mayor Marty Walsh today is meeting with several well-known municipal leaders who are addressing this unprecedented assembly. From the podium, we've heard from the mayors of Paris, Sao Paulo, Madrid, Vancouver, and San Francisco. In the background, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, formerly of Cambridge, is addressing how his city has been dealing with the twin scourges of climate change and human trafficking.
When this tragedy made the people of New York City understand climate change in a very different way. It became personal, it became real, it was no longer an abstraction.
Earlier, the assembled leaders heard from survivors of forced prostitution around the world. One of the principal questions arising from this symposium is why Pope Francis chose to convene a forum on modern slavery and climate change with leaders of cities rather than nations. It's both strategic and tactical, says one of the organizers, because, quote, mayors can move quicker on these issues than federal governments. It's also a question I posed to Mayor Walsh.
Whatever the issue might be, we are the body of government that can make the most change. What's happening here in the Vatican is just following that same theme, and I think you're seeing a shift in the world from legislative bodies carrying out different initiatives, shifting over to mayors.
Later today, Mayor Walsh and fellow municipal leaders will meet with Pope Francis, who has linked the massive flow of migrants into this country and across Europe to global warming, which has exacerbated poverty and the unprecedented movement of millions across borders. At the Vatican, Philip Martin, WGBH Boston's local NPR.